Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Behind the Curtain podcast, the North Bend Theater's one and only podcast where we talk about things that are behind the curtain. I am one of your hosts, Stephen Nelson, the assistant manager of the North Bend Theater.
And I am Skylar Posser, the manager of the North Bend Theater, your other host.
Nice. Every other week, same story. Coronavirus is still happening.
We are still serving order to go concessions.
Monday through Monday, 5 to 7 or 5 to 8.
Every day.
Yep. 3 hours. Popcorn, soda, candy. Check it out.
Sometimes specialty merch.
Yes. Yeah, we're still merch. We're still working on other. We've done a couple of other things, and we're working on a couple of other new things. Just as we're sort of hitting the slow block, like literally every other business is like hitting issues as far as like supplies and stuff. The one thing to look out for is if you're keep an eye out for your favorite candy. There are shortages that are going on with our supplier. So if you have been looking for Bunch of Crunch, unfortunately they are unavailable from our supplier. We will have them in the future. We are not getting rid of them permanently. It's unfortunate that it seems like the entire industry is hitting a candy shortage, because if your chicken and meat packing plants are having problems with coronavirus, suffice it to say the candy manufacturers are also hitting manufacturing problems as well. So just because if our website says sold out or unavailable, but it is still listed on our website, it is a product we are hoping to get in the future or continue to have. It just means that it's unavailable from our supplier, and we can't sell something we don't have. So
Oh, on that note, a new candy.
Yes.
Is permanent.
Permanent until it until it's
until the box is empty.
Yeah.
We'll order more though.
Yeah, we got the Sweetheart Cherry Ropes that a lot of people have been asking for. They will be a permanent fixture within our concessions items. So you know, it's
so good.
The same delicious cherry straws. There's actually more in this package. Unfortunately, I only ordered the one box in this past order, because I wasn't entirely sure what our next step was, and I guess our next step was to permanently put it within our concession selection. So when the one box runs out, we will be out for a little while, and then we'll hopefully be getting more with our next concessions order. So keep an eye out for those. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I did notice. Let's see, the box came in on like a Monday or Tuesday, and then when I showed up on Wednesday, I was like, "Oh, it's open, and one of them is taken," and fingers were pointed, and I was a little disappointed, but understandably so, because they are fantastic. So,
Did you say we're out of Bunch of Crunch right now?
I believe we are out of Bunch of Crunch, and Bunch of Crunch is the first of our candies to have just been unavailable. Besides Snickers Bites are something that we would love to continue to have, but our supplier has stopped having it available, period. It's like no longer available from them.
Mm-hmm.
Snickers Bites are something we would love to have, but I can't imagine that we're going to continue to be able to provide those. Bunch of Crunch are one that our vendor still has. It's just that they have run out of stock and are unable to acquire anymore. So Bunch of Crunch will be coming back. Snickers Bites, unfortunately, looks like they're probably permanently gone. So
something else that we'll be having coming to our online store soon, a new piece of merchandise. We'll have that wearable art t-shirt, the contest we did at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
January.
Oh, what, like a year ago?
No, the beginning of this year. I know. Seems like forever. Yeah, we finally have them printed up, and we'll be adding them to the store here real soon. So you can purchase those online as well and then pick them up at the theater. At some point, we'll also set up shipping, but I think for right now, it's just theater pickup.
Yeah, we're still working. I think you guys are still working on the best and most cost-efficient shipping methods. So
Beth's going to set up a cool like shipping table upstairs so we can streamline that packing process and figure out where the best shipping method is locally.
Nice.
Yeah.
Something we've never done before, so that should be fun.
Uh-huh. Typically, it's just like me grabbing the item and throwing it in a random box and running it over to UPS real quick.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, for the most part, we don't have merchandise to sell and ship. Some people will buy like gift cards and stuff, and then we can mail it to them. But you know, that's flat and can fit in an envelope and everything. So, this is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
That should be exciting. I wonder if I buy a T-shirt and then buy a thing of candy, will you send the candy along with the T-shirt? That's my question.
Oh, man, I'd be afraid to do that with like chocolate candies.
Ooh, I mean, I want those Hootsart ropes, so.
It's a little too warm, and then you get a shirt with a melted chocolate bar.
Yeah, I mean, how hot do those, like, USPS trucks get, then? Like, do they have AC, or are they?
I don't know. I've yet to be in the back of a UPS truck.
Okay, maybe you need to slap some stickers on you, or some stamps. Slap some forever stamps on yourself, and
I'll put myself in a big box, and yes. You can drop me off at UPS.
Can we make it like the action figure boxes, so it's like a Toy Story-esque, where you have like the plastic hole, and it's a 1-to-1 scale Skylar. Buy Skylar.
I just hold really still.
Yeah, you have like an action button, and so you just say to infinity and beyond or something.
Perfect. Be careful when you're cutting open the packaging with the razor knife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll put fragile stickers and stuff on it.
Nice.
Don't worry.
This is a plan, then.
All right, and then right. I guess we have a couple of new...
No, there's not a lot to talk about this week.
do we have any new movies?
We have no new additions to our virtual cinema. Last week we had Balloon and Santiago Italia, which I believe we talked about in the last podcast. We don't have anything this last Friday, which was the 12th. We do have two new titles in the works. I actually don't remember their names off the top of my head. We don't have anything officially confirmed yet, but I am working on getting some more.
Okay. And did we have any movies in the last 2 weeks get removed?
No, everything's still up. The only thing that's been actually removed, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago. It was right after the last podcast, was the Etruscan Smile.
Okay, because I think
it's the only movie that's been taken down.
I think I had somebody call and ask. It was like, hey, this thing's still up on your website, and we can't watch it. It says it's like unavailable. And I was like, without calling you, which you wouldn't probably answer, you were probably in the middle of something else. Without calling you on another line and asking you, I told them it's probably, unfortunately, unavailable. Our license for it probably expired. But it was still up on our website or something. So
I will look into that then.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was the Etruscan Smile. It might have been something else. I haven't been paying attention to all of the titles are weird enough that I, you know, would not be surprised if I got confused it with another one. So I did let them know that for the most part, most of everything will be continuous on there for a long while, but there are one or two that are ending. That if it just says unavailable, as long as if it takes their money, then there's a technical problem. And if it takes their money and then says it's unavailable, then there's a technical problem. But if it doesn't allow you to pay for it and it just says that it's unavailable, then it's probably just unavailable. Whatever movie it was.
Oh yeah, looks like I forgot to remove one of the tiles for the Etruscan Smile, so that would make sense. I'm doing that now.
Awesome. All right. Some new movies. Still no update as far as when we're able to reopen. It looks like... What phase are we put in?
We're still in 1.5. Theaters are in phase 3.
Okay. Didn't we just go into phase 2?
Not to my knowledge, although I'd be very excited if we did.
Okay, because I'm hearing a lot of places are reopening right now.
Yeah, most of the states in phase two. Some counties are in phase three.
Interesting.
There's only three or four counties that are still in phase one or modified phase one.
Interesting. Well,
that's as of when we are recording this Saturday,
right?
June 13th. Yeah. But most of these changes happen on Monday. So, you know, when you're listening to this on Monday,
that's true.
Maybe
that's,
we will be in phase two.
It's the same thing with my, with the other podcast of we record on Tuesday and we release it on Friday. And like every month or so, there's usually an episode where we record and then there's like some big update on like the Wednesday. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like, after like either we make mention about it on Twitter or we have to like record an addendum to the beginning of the episode and just be like, so yeah, new info, disregard half of all of the stuff we recorded, which sucks.
Yeah. We talked about this in the past before new information came out.
Yeah. I think that's it.
I will mention one more time that we are also still looking at selling some of our old movie posters very soon.
Oh yeah.
We have a web page for it now. We have a shop on our Facebook page. And it's all set up, ready to go. It's also just waiting for us to set up the packing and shipping setup.
Right.
So we do know a few things about it, is that we'll probably add only 10 or 15 to start. I think each month we'll add a batch of maybe 20, 25 posters, mostly all at once. And then each batch will be specific to that month. So at the end of the month, we'll take those posters down and add a new batch.
Interesting.
So we'll have like, you know, here's the posters for this month. Come and get them. Hmm. Get them while they're up and they're packed. And that way we don't start getting this massive buildup of posters that are ready to be sold,
mm-hmm.
In our shipping room.
Yeah.
We can put some back, pull some new ones out. But yeah.
Cool.
So poster sales coming soon.
Posters, t-shirts.
Yeah.
New concession
actual release
stuff.
Date to be determined, but soon.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I can't think of anything else. Goodness gracious.
That's all that's happening.
Coronavirus is still out there, so, you know, wear a mask, be safe. It's not a myth. If you believe it's a myth, then I got some news for you.
Still, please wear a mask when you go to the theater.
Yeah. I think that's it. I almost feel like I need to do an obligatory Black Lives Matter, but, you know, some people will get angry about that, and those people are dummies. I don't know, man. I hold the language, and I don't want to get off super tangenty.
Yeah.
So,
want to see in podcasts where you talk about things like that, like really PG censored.
Oh yeah, Sesame Street esque.
Yeah,
but it's like
perfect. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, but it's like politically charged.
I'm thinking of Sesame Street characters.
Could you imagine? But it's like imagine those like. It's either the super satirical or like the super enraged like news people talking about their topics or whatever. But imagine them as Muppets or puppet versions of themselves. Just like sit and watch the news and imagine. Actually, isn't that like a really interesting like a socially distanced version of the news where it's the news are recording their audio and then puppet have to like lip sync with their puppets to the news, and so then the news anchors can be like next to each other, but it's like one person controlling both puppets listening to the audio of the two news anchors.
My gosh.
Maybe? I don't know. I might have just knocked an idea out of the park here. How do we as the theater provide puppet puppet entertainment?
I might have a long enough attention span to actually watch
the news as
news
puppets
broadcast if it was like just Muppets, straight up Muppets.
I think we found something. Or this thing is already happening and I somehow like
it's
saw
a niche.
It off
it's,
to the side.
It's a weird and, obscure part of YouTube probably.
Yeah. Oh no, for sure. Like for sure, I'm sure it's YouTube has many places that I do not dare delve, so
all right, let's wrap this up.
All right, we will catch you in 2 weeks with hopefully some more updates. I feel like I said the exact same thing 2 weeks ago, so, you know.
Yep, here we are 2 weeks later.
Later. Hopefully we have some more updates. Yeah, we'll probably be joined by Evan next week. So, yeah, next week will be a little more lively. Well, not that this wasn't lively, but... Gosh darn it, now I'm just rambling. I can't... Nah.
We'll have the benefit of having Evan here as well to contribute to the conversation.
Yes, that is a great way to phrase it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll catch you in 2 weeks.